They wallowed in the bog for a time, being badly smeared and soiled with the muck of the swamps. And Christian, because of the burden on his back, began to sink in the sticky, slimy, filthy mire. Then said Pliable, "Ah, neighbor Christian, where are you now?" "Truly," said Christian, "I do not know." Pliable was offended by Christian's answer. He angrily snapped at Christian, "Is this the happiness you've told me about? If we're going to encounter such terrible circumstances when we first set out, what will we expect between here and the end of our journey? If I get out of this with my life, you can have the brave country all to yourself." And with that, he gave a desperate struggle or two and got out of the mire on the side of the slough, which was closest to his own house. So he went away, and Christian saw him no more. Christian was left to tumble in the slough of despond alone. He still tried and struggled to move toward the side of the slough farthest from his own house and closest to the wicket gate. As much as he struggled, he still could not get out of the filthy swamp because of the burden upon his back. Then I saw in my dream that a man came to him. His name was Help, and he asked Christian, "What are you doing there?" "Sir," said Christian, "I was told to go this way by a man called Evangelist. He also directed me toward yonder gate so I could escape the wrath to come. As I was going there, I fell in here."
"But why didn't you watch where you were going?"
"I was afraid that as I hurried, I fell in." "Give me your hand," he said. And extending his hand toward Christian, he pulled him out and set him upon sound ground and commanded him to go on his way. Then in my dream, I stepped over to him who helped Christian out. I asked him, "Sir, since this place is on the path toward yonder gate from the city of destruction, why is it that the texture of this way has not been repaired so that poor travelers might pass through more safely?" And he said to me, "This miry slough is such a place that cannot be repaired. The scum and filth which accompanies conviction for sin continually descends to this place on the way. This is why it is called the Slough of Despond. As the sinner is awakened to his lost condition, there still arises in his soul many fears and doubts and discouraging apprehensions, which when they are all combined together, they settle in this place. And this is why the ground is so bad. The king takes no pleasure in the fact this place remains in such a horrid condition," Help continued. "By direction of His Majesty's surveyors, his workers have been employed for the past 2,000 years to mend this patch of ground. Yes, to my knowledge, the rivers, streams, and creeks have consumed more than 20,000 cartloads of good soil to fill it, and even millions of healthy instructions to correct it. Nevertheless, although the best materials have been brought in from the king's dominion season after season in order to fix the problem, the Slough of Despond still remains, and will remain still until the king himself returns to rid us of its existence. True, by the direction of the lawgiver, there are certain good and substantial steps placed even through the very midst of this slough to aid pilgrims. But because of inclement weather and because so much filth runs forth into the swamp from its many tributaries, the steps are often hardly seen or even unnoticed by travelers. Sometimes the hypnotic effect of the slough keeps pilgrims from noticing. Sometimes the slough itself will make a man's mind dizzy from the effects of sin, guilt, shame, and depression. Even if they're not seen, the steps are there. And once a pilgrim gets through the gates, the ground is good. Now, I saw in my dream that by this time Pliable had returned home and reached his house again, so that his neighbors came to visit him. Some of them called him a wise man for coming back. Some called him a fool for exposing himself to danger with Christian. Others mocked him and called him a coward, saying, "How can you start off so sure of yourself, yet give up after only a few difficulties and hardships?" So Pliable began sneaking about among his neighbors. After a while, he gained more confidence It was then his neighbors all turned their contempt, their storytelling, and their ridicule toward Christian behind his back. This bothered Pliable a great deal. Now, as Christian walked by himself, he discovered unexpectedly one afar off, who crossed over the field toward him. Their paths crossed, and they both stopped to meet. The gentleman's name that met Christian was Mr. Natural Experience. He dwelt in the town of Carnal Policy, a very large town not very far from the City of Destruction, where Christian was from. Mr. Experience knew who Christian was, for Christian's setting out from the City of Destruction was big news everywhere, not only in the town where he once lived, but also it began to be the talk of the town in some other places. Mr. Experience, therefore, having some ideas about him, by witnessing his difficult travels, by observing his sighing and groaning and the like, he began to converse with Christian. To be continued.